If you love sparkling water, you should try an ice-cold Rambler sparkling water. Rambler is made right here in the Lone Star State and is perfectly balanced with Texas limestone minerals, no sodium, and just the right amount of crisp carbonation. Rambler is available in three delicious flavors, original, grapefruit, and lemon lime. Even better, when you buy Rambler, you're helping to support Rambler's annual contribution to the Texas Parks and Wildlife Foundation. Rambler is available at your local HEB, Central Market, or Whole Foods, so grab a cold one today. And remember, Ramblers do it better. If you love sparkling water, you should try an ice-cold Rambler sparkling water. Rambler is made right here in the Lone Star State and is perfectly balanced with Texas limestone minerals, no sodium, and just the right amount of crisp carbonation. Rambler is available in three delicious flavors, original, grapefruit, and lemon lime. Even better, when you buy Rambler, you're helping to support Rambler's annual contribution to the Texas Parks and Wildlife Foundation. Rambler is available at your local HEB, Central Market, or Whole Foods, so grab a cold one today. And remember, Ramblers do it better.
Can you hum along to every 80s pop melody? Do you still know the lyrics to all the 90s hip-hop tracks? Well, it's time to put your music knowledge to the test with Song Quiz, the number one music quiz game on Alexa. You can play alone against random opponents or together with friends and family. Choose from a wide range of playlists and genres from the 1960s until now to see just how deep your knowledge goes. Just say, "Alexa, play Song Quiz." That's Alexa, play Song Quiz.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have him back on, Jackson Lloyd. Jackson is the host of the NBA Action with Jackson podcast for the Rise Network. We discuss the 2021-2022 Timberwolves season. Also, we discuss head coach Chris Finch and players such as Anthony Edwards, Karl-Anthony Towns. We also discuss the Target Center, which is the home of the NBA's Minnesota Timberwolves. We also discuss Alex Rodriguez being a part of the Timberwolves ownership group, and much more. Jackson is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy five-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org. This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips. And your healthy five-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
On the internet, on the phone, or in person. However you want to shop, Gilman has you covered. So go to Gilman Online. Let's chat. Give us a ring. Or come shake our hands. Gilman is here for you. Gilman Guy Rule number 26. However, whenever, wherever.
Right now at Gilman Jeep, you can buy a 2022 Wagoneer Series 2 for $67,478. Visit GilmanJeep.com or contact Gilman Jeep for details.
Gilman, it's the way to go.
On the internet, on the phone, or in person. However you want to shop, Gilman has you covered. So go to Gilman Online. Let's chat. Give us a ring. Or come shake our hands. Gilman is here for you. Gilman Guy Rule number 26. However, whenever, wherever.
Right now at Gilman Jeep, you can buy a 2022 Wagoneer Series 2 for $67,478. Visit GilmanJeep.com or contact Gilman Jeep for details.
Gilman, it's the way to go.
On the internet, on the phone, or in person. However you want to shop, Gilman has you covered. So go to Gilman Online. Let's chat. Give us a ring. Or come shake our hands. Gilman is here for you. Gilman Guy Rule number 26. However, whenever, wherever.
Right now at Gilman Jeep, you can buy a 2022 Wagoneer Series 2 for $67,478. Visit GilmanJeep.com or contact Gilman Jeep for details.
Gilman, it's the way to go.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips. and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org. This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips. And your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
On the internet, on the phone, or in person. However you want to shop, Gilman has you covered. So go to Gilman Online. Let's chat. Give us a ring. Or come shake our hands. Gilman is here for you. Gilman Guy Rule number 26. However, whenever, wherever.
Right now at Gilman Jeep, you can buy a 2022 Wagoneer Series 2 for $67,478. Visit GilmanJeep.com or contact Gilman Jeep for details.
Gilman, it's the way to go.
Congrats on going to college. Now the fun begins. Setting up your dorm, your apartment, your space. Make it yours. Bed Bath & Beyond makes it easy. Sign up now for our college savings pass. Get 20% off your entire purchase every time you shop through September 30th. 20% off everything. Hey, we've even got a checklist for that. You can order near home and pick it all up near campus. Sign up now at your nearest Bed Bath & Beyond or bedbathandbeyond.com and make college yours.
On the internet, on the phone, or in person. However you want to shop, Gilman has you covered. So go to Gilman Online. Let's chat. Give us a ring. Or come shake our hands. Gilman is here for you. Gilman Guy Rule number 26. However, whenever, wherever.
Right now at Gilman Jeep, you can buy a 2022 Wagoneer Series 2 for $67,478. Visit GilmanJeep.com or contact Gilman Jeep for details.
Gilman, it's the way to go.
At Omni Hotels and Resorts, discover endless ways to enjoy your summer. Hike, bike, dine, zip line, and more at over 50 city and resort destinations coast to coast. Explore all we have to offer and book now at omnihotels.com/summer.
Encounter Winged Heroes. See the A-12 Blackbird spy plane, P-51 Red Tail of Tuskegee Airmen fame, and over 30 historic aircraft. Tour the USS Alabama and USS Drum. Open daily 8 to 5.
On the internet, on the phone, or in person. However you want to shop, Gilman has you covered. So go to Gilman Online. Let's chat. Give us a ring. Or come shake our hands. Gilman is here for you. Gilman Guy Rule number 26. However, whenever, wherever.
Right now at Gilman Jeep, you can buy a 2022 Wagoneer Series 2 for $67,478. Visit GilmanJeep.com or contact Gilman Jeep for details.
Gilman, it's the way to go.
On the internet, on the phone, or in person. However you want to shop, Gilman has you covered. So go to Gilman Online. Let's chat. Give us a ring. Or come shake our hands. Gilman is here for you. Gilman Guy Rule number 26. However, whenever, wherever.
Right now at Gilman Jeep, you can buy a 2022 Wagoneer Series 2 for $67,478. Visit GilmanJeep.com or contact Gilman Jeep for details.
Gilman, it's the way to go.
Congrats on going to college. Now the fun begins with setting up your dorm. Make it yours. Bed Bath & Beyond makes it easy. Sign up now for our college savings pass. Get 20% off your entire purchase every time you shop through September 30th. Only at Bed Bath & Beyond. Congrats on going to college. Now the fun begins with setting up your dorm. Make it yours. Bed Bath & Beyond makes it easy. Sign up now for our college savings pass. Get 20% off your entire purchase every time you shop through September 30th. Only at Bed Bath & Beyond.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest. And then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movements that I have.
and I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that,
hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan, or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhpp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
Congrats on going to college. Now the fun begins with setting up your dorm. Make it yours. Bed Bath & Beyond makes it easy. Sign up now for our college savings pass. Get 20% off your entire purchase every time you shop through September 30th. Only at Bed Bath & Beyond.
At JCPenney's Memorial Day sale, sizzling deals are on with store-wide doorbusters all weekend. Or bring home savings up to 50% during our Memorial Day home sale. Save even more with your coupon. And for all former and active military personnel, enjoy an extra 10% off in store. Just show a valid military or VA ID at checkout. Shopping is back. JCPenney. Coupon valid on select styles through 5/30. Some exclusions apply. Doorbusters valid 5/26 through 5/30 and excluded from coupons. See store or jcp.com for details.
Frontier presents A Tale of Two Homes.
I moved in with Frontier Gig Fiber and have been gaming, streaming, and video chatting up a storm with super fast speeds.
And I moved in without it and haven't.
So you don't have 100% fiber optic network with 99.99% overall reliability?
That's correct.
Well, it's never too late to upgrade.
Don't just move. Move up with Frontier. Switch to Frontier Gig Service and get a $200 Visa reward card on us. Go to frontier.com/moving for complete offer details. Services subject to availability and all applicable terms and conditions.
They've matched up 22 times in their career. It's 11-11. D'Lo can't get that to go.
Oh, how about that? Poked away, but Vanderbilt gets it back for Minnesota. Edwards to three.
Go back to Vanderbilt, poking it free.
Reaching the Anthony Edwards deep three that time. Stephen Adams in isolation against him.
Along with Beasley and Reed. Edwards. Whistle as he starts to drive. Count the bucket. He got into the shooting motion, according to David Guthrie.
He won't be denied. Josiah Williamson in. That's right, crossover. And you see the left arm of Zaire Williams getting into the body there.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of Valley Sports North, and that was Minnesota Timberwolves guard Anthony Edwards in action, scoring 36 points in his playoff debut as the Timberwolves went on to beat the Memphis Grizzlies in Game 1 of their series from April 16th of 2022. To talk more about Anthony as well as the 2021-2022 Timberwolves season, amongst other things that contributed to big success for the team, let's welcome him back to the program. He is the host of an awesome podcast called the NBA Action with Jackson podcast. Let's welcome him back, Jackson Lloyd. Jackson, welcome back, my man, and thank you so much for taking time to be with us on the program.
Thanks so much for having me on again, Ed.
You're welcome, man. Thanks again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. So let's get things started. What are your takeaways from the 2021-2022 Minnesota Timberwolves season?
Well, I remember a few months ago, I believe it's been now, when I was on, and I was pretty excited with kind of the trajectory of the team. And I would say that through the play-in game, with the playoff series against the Grizzlies, despite it ending how it did, it massively exceeded any feasible expectation to win a road game against the Grizzlies for game one, and then to have the kind of mental tenacity to win Game 4 after the way they lost Game 3 at home was huge. They ended up losing two consecutive games to close the series, losing in 6. And, you know, tough series for D'Angelo Russell, a four-shot game for Karl Anthony Towns. But this season, I think, exceeded every single set of reasonable expectations. And it was a lot of fun to watch. They were not only one of my favorite teams to watch, but they were a team that I think we could see continue with signs of growth. They had a defensive scheme with the hedging where they basically applied it all the time. They very rarely shifted their defense to a drop or to switching. They just did what they were best at, and they did it well. Now, that might have cost them in certain circumstances, but I think there's something to be said about a team that's going to play their style and execute their game plan.
You mentioned one thing, Jackson, and you said defensive scheme. I want to start off with a player that is an expert on defense and someone that's definitely going to have a bright future in the world of sports broadcasting, and that's Patrick Beverly. Patrick came in and made his presence felt for the T-Wolves. Decent, she had some good offense for them this year, but he really made a name for himself on the defensive side. Just give me your thoughts on Pat Bev and his 2021-2022 season.
He was tremendous for the Timberwolves. It's cliche, but he was one of the players that helped shift the culture for the Timberwolves. And if you just look at the course of his career ever since he came in 12-13, he was a part of a Rockets team that went from no expectations to winning. A few years later, that 16-17 team was kind of in the NBA purgatory. They come back, exceed expectations again. He gets traded to the Clippers. Everybody counts him out. He's a part of some scrappy, fun teams that have Tobias Harris and Lou Williams, and they aren't supposed to be there, but they are, and they're playing a competitive playoff series. Obviously, Tobias Harris was traded this year, but they were playing a competitive playoff series in 2019 against the Golden State Warriors. Then, obviously, they get Kawhi, they get Paul George, and they're kind of an NBA superpower. Fast forward a couple of years, he gets traded to the Minnesota Timberwolves, and this has been a team that's consistently been terrible defensively. They've had multiple seasons where they've either had no expectations or even failed expectations. The kind of Tibbs, Jimmy Butler years briefly made a playoff run. Those didn't go according to plan, and he comes into the picture. Other guys like Jaden McDaniels, Jared Vanderbilt play a big part, but this team ranked 13th in defense this season, roughly middle of the pack, but for a team that's constantly been in the bottom 10 of the league defensively, to do that alongside their offense, which is tremendous. They got up to eighth for a large portion of the second half of the season. They were top three, top five in offense. It's big, and he was a big part of that.
All right, well, speaking somebody that was a big part of the success for this past season for the Timberwolves, you mentioned his name earlier, D'Angelo Russell. Give me your thoughts on D'Angelo and his play.
D'Lo was really good for the Timberwolves this season, so it was disappointing for his playoff run to more or less be a flame out. I think what gets lost in a lot of the D'Lo criticism is he might not be the player the Timberwolves need to be to win a championship or to make a conference finals. But one thing is for certain in my book, and it's that this team is a lot better when he plays. They played at around a 50-win pace when he was in the lineup throughout the course of the season. Good on-off numbers, and he's just a dependable guard. He has pull-up shot-making ability. He's a marvelous passer. I think he's one of the best in the league at hitting cutters, and I just think so much is what D'Lo can't do. A lot of people lose focus of what he can do. He's great ball handler, really good pull-up shooter, can play off the basketball a bit, really good decision maker for the most part. And for the large portion of the season, he was the Timberwolves' best crunch time player. Ant's going to run hot or cold. Cat's going to have difficulty getting some touches when teams are aggressively doubling or fronting him in the post. So having a guy like D'Lo who can get his own shot like that at the end of games was huge. He won them several games just with late-game shot-making. And to me, the point of D'Lo is not whether he's good or bad, because 100% to me, he is good. He is important to the Timberwolves. The key point of discussion is he's extension eligible entering the last year of his contract, and him either being extended or traded or whatever kind of is the tipping point in the salaries for the Timberwolves, to where that summer of 23 they can feasibly get cap space before Ant is extension eligible, or before he signs his extension, I should say. And to me, that's the barometer for D'Lo. Is he going to be the third guy with this core, or is he not going to be? Because he is definitively a good basketball player. I think that he helps this team. The question now remains, do they bring him back on an extension? If so, what's the extension number? If he was on a similar deal to the one he signed with Golden State and a sign and trade with Brooklyn, that would be pretty reasonable. However, that would dry up all of the Timberwolves' cap resources. So I do see both arguments to it. Regardless, if D'Lo's on the team, he's going to make them better. He's going to help them. And I also see the argument to kind of keeping the paper dry, seeing what unfolds this summer, what unfolds next summer, because with the new transition to the A-Rod ownership group, I think that the Timberwolves are going to be big fish hunting. We've seen it with the Tim Connelly hire. They're going to be a team that, despite having an ownership group that's not immense in terms of like capital, net worth, et cetera, I think they're going to be flashy. I think they're going to be aggressive and kind of try and emulate some of these teams, for better or worse, like a Golden State Warriors, kind of a tech bro mindset.
All right, and then I want to move along. Now, we're going to get more into the ownership changes in just a bit, but I want to stay just with some of the players. Jared Vanderbilt, last time we talked, Jackson, you spoke very highly of him in terms of just his intangibles, in terms of rebounding, and also, too, in terms of being a solid shooter for his size. Just give me your thoughts on Jared and his play during this past season.
Vanderbilt was great for the Timberwolves, a key part of their defensive identity. He can credibly guard wing players, even some quicker guards, and just his ability to show on the ball, pick and roll defense, move and recover, whether he's at the point of attack or operating as the low man. He is just so excellent at playing within this team and this scheme. And for the most part, he's a good fit with Cat. I think that towards the end of the season, or as the season went along, I think we saw some of the issues with him being in the lineup with Karl Anthony Towns. Now, I want to preface this that the Timberwolves were better when Vanderbilt was playing. He helped them a ton. But just some things I'm watching moving forward, especially if Cat isn't handling double teams as well as he needs to, or teams are doing a good job of fronting and limiting his touches and shots, is oftentimes when Jared Vanderbilt's in the game, teams are going to put their big on him, put their four on Cat, and then just send a double at Cat, and that leaves Vanderbilt open. However, he's athletic, but he's not a guy who has the great hands to catch the ball in the dunker spot or catch the ball on the move and go up and dunk it. I think that he's a pretty dependent offensive player right now, and that's okay being 22, 23 years old, whatever it is. He has a future with this team. The way I'm looking at it, though, is I'm treating Jaden McDaniels kind of the next piece in the core as opposed to Jared Vanderbilt. I'd be more willing to part with Vanderbilt. I would prioritize Jaden McDaniels' development as a whole over Jared Vanderbilt, despite Vanderbilt having an incredible season playing at an all-defensive caliber level.
All right, and then I want to move along now to someone that, you know, was a part of the Timberwolves' success, and particularly doing his thing in the playoff run, and that's Malik Beasley. Just give me your thoughts on Malik and his play with the T-Wolves.
When he was traded to the team around the deadline 2 years ago, it was kind of a breath of fresh air to get that three-point shot making. And those 14 games he played with the team, he averaged about 21 a game and shot 43% from three. That was incredible. Last season, he was great as well. Well-documented legal issues that I think have hindered his ability to kind of stay in shape as a movement shooter in the offseason. That's something I look towards possibly improving in the future. However, he did have to adapt this season to largely playing off the bench, clearly behind Cat, Ant, and D'Lo in the pecking order, and basically just being a movement shooter, a guy who's going to run the floor, fill the corners, come off screens, and take three-point attempts. And that's a difficult job. Just looking at kind of the build-up of the team, he is kind of the obvious guy that if they make a trade for a player who's making $20, $25, $30 million a year, he's kind of the obvious piece that we would put, or we Timberwolves, whatever you want to say. I'm a Timberwolves fan, in case you can't tell, but he is that cog that would be put in the trade, and I think he's a good player. I also think he's a sought-after skill set in the league, just an athletic guy, ability to hit movement threes. Not a great defensive player, but he does have an energy to him. He is, on occasion, a really good contested rebounder for a guard. So there's just aspects of his game that I think would interest other teams. I think the Timberwolves probably should consider shopping him around, putting out feelers, seeing what they can get. But by no means is this a circumstance where they have to trade a player, because his shot making, he is far and away between him, D'Lo, and Ant. Those are pretty much the best kind of guard size, non-cap floor spacers on the team. So that alone kind of gets him in the doorway for being a key part of the team.
All right, and you know, every team has a franchise player, a star, and a superstar in the making. When I think of superstars, there's Luka Doncic and there's Steph Curry, and you also have Ja Morant and Jason Tatum, and of course with Trae Young and Brandon Ingram, and you've got to put Anthony Edwards in the mix, and he really grew up right before our eyes, just in terms, I mean, only 2 years in the league, and he plays above the rim. He's a solid shooter. He's gotten better with his shooting. Give me your thoughts on year two of the Edwards campaign in Minnesota.
I'm all aboard the Anthony Edwards train. I think that he's a franchise-altering talent, and I think that him and Kat are kind of the pairing to bring this team to the next level of their developmental arc. Are they going to win a championship? Are they going to make a conference finals? I don't know, but I think that this is kind of a similar situation to Portland several years ago when they had the LaMarcus Aldridge on roster, you know, following the Brandon Roy, Greg Oden core. And they drafted Damian Lillard. And that interjected so much into the franchise, just kind of the personality, the leadership aspects of both players. I think Anthony Edwards, not only is he a transcendent athlete, I think he's going to be one of the best pull-up shooters in the league. I think that he's a guy who's showing signs of growth defensively. Not that he's there. Not that he's a perfect defender by any means, but to me, this is a perfect example of a player you want to bet everything in your franchise on. He is the son of the team, and I think they will go as far as Anthony Edwards will take them.
All right, and then, of course, we mentioned about the future being bright with Anthony Edwards, and they have their franchise player already, their superstar, Karl-Anthony Towns. You know, Jackson, last time we talked about Karl-Anthony, the last 2 years were very difficult with him having some tough battles. Of course, COVID, his unfortunate passing of his mother, then his dad was sick with it. His dad survived it, but he had family members that had gone through it. He lost family members as a result of it, trying to bounce back, and then on top of that, this past All-Star weekend, he wins the three-point shootout championship. So these last 2 years have been very difficult. However, they wind up going to the playoffs, and Karl-Anthony had another solid year. Just give me your thoughts on his year, and what do you expect him to do going forward?
Yeah, you made some great points with all the difficulty and turmoil in his personal life, and that's tragic, and it's just a testament to his focus as a player, because it would just be, I couldn't even imagine just kind of the world coming down around him and him kind of dealing with this core post-Jimmy. It's all on his shoulders, seeing the kind of career explosion that Jokic and Embiid have had, even in comparison to Gobert and Bam Adebayo. Those guys have experienced winning at a level that Kat hasn't yet. So to see your peers have that success while you're already having those difficulties in the real world, in your real life, you're dealing with a chronic wrist injury per se, couple other ticky-tack smaller injuries that just knock those games played just way off, 35 games played in 1920, 50 last season in the shortened season. But to come back this year, stand herself as an all-NBA player. I think a lot of people, given how his career has kind of turned out, or the direction it's gone, I should say, have forgotten that Karl-Anthony Towns, he is a young star. He's only 26. He's got 6, 8, 10 years left at this level. And I think that while he's a flawed player, he's never going to be the defensive prospect some build him as coming into the league. He's one of the best offensive big men ever. He's probably the second best shooting big man ever. And he's a talented player. He does play out of control at in the post. He doesn't always cooperate versus double teams like I'd want him to. But I'm just completely pleased with Kat's play this season. I think that now that he's extension eligible, he's eligible for the bigger max for making All-NBA. I think that that's a no-brainer, send it and sign it type thing for the Timberwolves, that if he wants to play for the team, he welcomed him with open arms, because I just think, personally, I think he's a top 15 player, give or take, in the league, and that doesn't grow on trees. He's one of the best players in franchise history. he's shown signs of growth despite some flaws that have kind of come up over the course of time. And no doubt he's going to be a top two player on this team for the foreseeable future.
NBA Head Coach of the Year candidate Chris Finch, in his first season at the helm at Minnesota, even though Monty Williams won the Coach of the Year award, there were some other coaches that were up for this award as well, such as Taylor Jenkins from the Memphis Grizzlies, and then, you had Chris Finch as well. Just give me your thoughts on Coach Finch in his first year in Minnesota.
I thought Chris Finch did a tremendous job carrying over not necessarily the successes of 2021, but I think that season he assessed the core, saw what he had, made some minor tweaks. Like last season, D'Lo did come off the bench returning from injury. I think that he got a good look at Ant that way, and just kind of the lesser pieces, like a Jaden McDaniels, he was able to evaluate, who ended up playing a ton for them now two seasons ago. This year, I think that with a full training camp, with a full off season, with a full, entire season at his max capacity, he was able to tinker more, like I mentioned earlier, more of the hard hedging scheme. They're a team that is going to post up Cat a lot, have him face up from the mid post, drive from the top, got a space around him. They're going to trust D'Angelo Russell to play pick and roll at times. Anthony Edwards is kind of that guy who can catch and go off the catch, play out in transition, just that unreal athletic talent. And I think that Finch doesn't get enough due kind of nationally for his work as a guy who he's going to play 10, 11, 12 guys throughout the year. But on any given night, he might only play 9 to 10 of them. However, you look at a guy like Jordan McLaughlin, Jalen Noel, to lesser extent, guys like Jared Vanderbilt and Jaden McDaniels, who kind of had roles put in pen at the end of the season. But he empowers players without giving them more than they can handle, and he allows players to kind of play within their constraints on the team. And I think that this is big for just an accountability standpoint. I think it's big within the standpoint of understanding what you need to do as a player to get minutes, to stay on the floor, to be a part of the rotation. And I think that's why if he gives Jalen Noel a DNP or if he gives Taurean Prince a DNP, I don't think that they stop at that. Of course they want to play. They're mad that they're not out there. But he is the guy who I think he's looking at it objectively. He's looking at it fairly, just kind of task-minded what he needs out of his core guys versus what he needs out of the back-end rotation guys. I think he's fluid with that and adjusts accordingly based performance, based on matchup. And I think that having that kind of leadership quality or cachet, if you must, is key for being an NBA head coach, because some coaches, some players, you bench a guy and they lose focus. Talk starts happening in the locker room. You hit a losing streak, and, then questions arise. But with Chris Finch, I don't think that we ever sensed or felt that dynamic. I think he did a great job of not only managing the stars, that's really important, but he won the 17, won the 15, including the two-way guys. I think he did an excellent job of keeping everyone involved and incorporated.
Indeed, this was a great year for Chris Finch. Again, was an NBA Coach of the Year candidate, and big ups to him. And definitely he's got a lot of talent to work with for the next several years and going forward. Last time I had you on, Jackson, I mentioned the Target Center. Of course, that's been the home of the T-Wolves for a long time. But we know about the success that they had. Of course, the T-Wolves had a sensational game, home playoff game, in the play-in tournament, and then, of course, the playoff run that they had, the series against the Memphis Grizzlies. What were the crowds like at the Target Center for the play-in game and the playoff series against Memphis?
I think what we've learned unequivocally is that this is a town that will support a winning basketball team. The Target Center was electric for the play-in. It was electric against the Grizzlies, and this is a series where, against the Grizzlies in particular, they blew like a 25, 26-point lead in one of the games. And it wasn't a woe-is-me crowd. This is kind of twiddling away, the lead shrinking. Minnesota's going to lose, and we're going to lose in 5 games. It ended up being 6 games, but this is just a hypothetical. This is a crowd that up until the final buzzer of Game 6, I thought they brought the energy. And dare I say, this is the home court advantage that gave the team an edge. Is that 1 point? Is that 2 points? I don't know how it impacts the Vegas spread, but I definitely think that playing behind that energy, playing behind that crowd is beneficial for the team. And this has long been a franchise and a city and a kind of town per se that attendance was terrible. Nobody wanted to go to the game. It's difficult to spend your resources, spend your money on a team that's a perennial loser with no kind of long-term path. I think that last season kind of laid the groundwork for what they were going to be this year. And once people saw the vision play out, they got back on board. Now, some may call that a bandwagon fan per se, but to me, I think that just looking at it logistically, if you're a casual fan, you can only spend so much time supporting a team. You have to support a team that you like watching, is fun to experience, and is actually good. So for Minnesota to take that step, both the team and the kind of Twin Cities area, is just huge.
Yeah, Minnesota, or Minneapolis to be exact, is one of those awesome sports towns. Of course, we know how the Vikings have been a part of that culture in the NFL for a long time. And, of course, we know about the Minnesota Wild in the NHL with the hockey pedigree. Of course, the Minnesota Lynx have been premier winners since they've arrived within the WNBA. And now the T-Wolves have definitely been around for a minute, continue to make strides as people have been supporting that team, especially during this run. It was fun watching the play-in game and, of course, that series against Memphis and seeing those fans really excited. And speaking of excitement, you mentioned, Jackson, about the new ownership that's going to be taking over starting next year. Of course, with Mark Lowry and Alex Rodriguez, they'll be taking over the ownership stake from Glenn Taylor. And you mentioned about the Timberwolves recently hiring Tim Connelly as new president of basketball operations. You mentioned about the new ownership going to be aggressive in the next several years to try to make Minneapolis an NBA destination. Have you heard anything about, in terms of maybe from a marketing and a PR perspective, how they plan to try to attract free agents or maybe just any new marketing concepts going forward with the new ownership?
I'm not as familiar with marketing and kind of season ticket sales and ticket packages, but I do think that this is kind of going to be a boots on the ground type organization. I remember for years I was getting calls about purchasing tickets, ticket packages and season tickets and, you know, partial season tickets, stuff like that. And I think a lot of that will continue. My guess, unfortunately, would be that they're probably going to spike prices tremendously over the next couple of years, which is kind of a feature or a bug of being a winning team, being a fan of a young team, is that ultimately the Sooks want to make money. They're going to hike the prices a ton, would be my guess, especially if Target Center gets renovations or whatever. However, the flip side of this is I think that they're committed to being a winning team, a winning organization, and kind of laying the groundwork for a long-term winner. Hopefully, beyond Karl Anthony Towns, beyond Anthony Edwards, this is a team that fans can look at for the next 30, 40, 50 years and say, yeah, they didn't always win an NBA championship, but they were always well-run. It was a good product. And sometimes ownership aspects can be overplayed, but it definitely starts at the top. It's such a handcuff to have an ownership group that doesn't want to expand or Mendels and basketball operations. So getting a hire like TC from the Denver Nuggets, poaching him, giving him an ownership stake, that's how a team like Minnesota attracts the top-end basketball executives. Free agency, I don't imagine they'll ever be at the table, a Kevin Durant with a LeBron James. I'm just inserting random superstars that, you know, they're only going to consider teams that they view as a good contending opportunity alongside the marketing opportunity. And there's definitely a location, weather aspect that does come into play. However, I do think at the same time, players want to win. If they can be part of something that's sustainable, if they want to play with Anthony Edwards, if they want to play with Karl Anthony Towns, they'll do that. So I think it's a unique opportunity for the Timberwolves to basically go from a country club-ran organization where a lot of nepotism, a lot of taking care of your own for better or worse, family mindset to, I think that they're going to run it more or less like a cutthroat business. And that does have its ramifications top to bottom. So hopefully the fallout for that isn't anything that impairs anyone's well-being or life. But I definitely imagine that once the ownership transition is complete, A-Rod and Mark Lorry, they're going to be all hands on deck. And I think they're going to be an assertive and aggressive ownership group. To be honest, that remains to be seen. Me personally, some of the early returns are positive, but I'm in wait and see mode myself.
I want to stay just with A-Rod for a moment. I know Jackson watching a lot of the Timberwolves games this year. He's been present at quite a bit of the T-Wolves games, particularly during the playoff games. Has the team fed off a lot of his energy? I know Anthony Edwards said during a press conference not so long ago that he said that he never heard of him and never watched him play. So I want to know, are the players feeding off of that A-Rod energy and just of his superstar status?
I've definitely wondered if that would have any impact with him being one of the best baseball players of the past 25, 30 years, being like a handsome, marketable guy who's done TV appearances, his name's out there, and, you know, for better or worse, just kind of his cachet as a baseball player, who he's dated, et cetera. So players are familiar with him. I don't know if that matters at all. Personally, I think that he's definitely been more than just a mascot. I think that it gets tricky just looking into, like, ownership waters, who does what, who's what's role, what happens here, et cetera. Glenn Taylor, he's still at every single game sitting courtside. They still do that yearly thing in training camp, that team dinner. I believe at his house in Mankato. Maybe I'm mistaken on that. So it remains to be seen how exactly the transition from Taylor to A-Rod's group happens and, you know, what exactly takes place. I imagine that A-Rod, if this goes well, he's going to be a familiar face in the Minneapolis area. And you know, I thought it's kind of ironic because I'm not as big of a baseball fan anymore, but the Yankees used to torment the Twins in some of those playoff runs. So seeing it play out like this is kind of funny in my opinion.
All right, fair enough. And you heard it from him. He is Jackson Lloyd. He is the host of the NBA Action with Jackson podcast. Thank you so much again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. Tell everybody about the pod, NBA Action with Jackson.
So, yeah, on Twitter, I'm at Jackson Lloyd NBA, and the pod is the NBA Action with Jackson podcast, and it's at NBA Action Pod on Twitter. I've been a bit sporadic lately with the episodes due to school. I'm taking summer classes, getting ready for my wedding, and just overall busyness in life in general, but I'm always talking about basketball online and always down to just have a discussion, talk about the game, and just take it in for all its greatness.
Awesome. And one more time, Jackson, tell everybody where they can find you on social media as well as NBA Action with Jackson and any websites that you want to promote. Let the listeners know that as well.
Yep. So one more time, my Twitter handle is at Jackson Lloyd NBA. And then the NBA Action with Jackson podcast, the at is going to be at NBA Action Pod. And those are basically the two places you can find me. On occasion, I dabble in writing, but if so, you can find the links to that on my Twitter page when it does come about.
Awesome. And you heard it from him. He's Jackson Lloyd. He's the host of the NBA Action with Jackson podcast, giving us the 411 on a great season that was with the Minnesota Timberwolves. Check him out on the Twitter handle at Jackson Lloyd NBA. First of all, Jackson, thank you so much again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. And, of course, if ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know. And, man, congratulations on all your achievements and going back to school. And, of course, congratulations on your wedding.
Thank you so much, Ed. And as always, love coming on. I love that you're a guy who's given kind of a time and place to a Minnesota Timberwolves team who hasn't exactly had that spotlight in recent seasons. So thanks again.
Oh, you're welcome, man. Definitely. Most definitely. And we'll be back with more right after this.
They've matched up 22 times in their career. It's 11-11. D'Lo can't get that to go.
Oh, how about that? Poked away, but Vanderbilt gets it back for Minnesota. Edwards, the three.
Go back to Vanderbilt, poking it free. Reached the Anthony Edwards deep three that time. Steve Adams in isolation against him.
Along with Beasley and Reed. Edwards. Whistle as he starts to drive. Count the bucket. He got into the shooting motion, according to David Guthrie.
He won't be denied. Josiah Williamson and left to right crossover. And you see the left arm of Zaire Williams getting into the body that time, so you can't play with your hand.
There's the first miss from the field for Morant this game. Edwards! And on the attack, and another and one opportunity. What's the second and one for Edwards?
With fast funding up to $10,000 available through NetCredit, our online application process was designed to get the money you need quickly if approved. You can borrow an amount that meets your needs and repay in a way that works for your financial situation. And we report on-time payments to credit bureaus, so you can build credit history as you repay. See what NetCredit can do for you today. Check your eligibility without affecting your credit score at NetCredit.com. All NetCredit loans and lines of credit are offered by a member of the NetCredit family of companies or one of our lending partners. Visit NetCredit.com/partners for more information.
Every day, big decisions are made without full information. Better decisions are made without the noise. With clarity and confidence, Aon is in the business of better decisions. Every day, big decisions are made without full information. Overloaded by data. Compounded by complexity. Better decisions are made without the noise. With clarity and confidence. Aon is in the business of better decisions.
The We're Going Family Style deal.
Because I want a bite of your Big Mac.
And I need some of your quarter pound.
I'll try your Filet-O-Fish.
There's a deal for every friend group at McDonald's. Order any two classics for just $6. Price of participation may vary. Single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer.
Frontier presents A Tale of Two Homes.
I moved in with Frontier Gig Fiber and have been gaming, streaming, and video chatting up a storm with super fast speeds.
And I moved in without it and haven't.
So you don't have 100% fiber optic network with 99.99% overall reliability?
That's correct.
Well, it's never too late to upgrade.
Don't just move. Move up with Frontier. Switch to Frontier Gig Service and get a $200 Visa reward card on us. Go to frontier.com/moving for complete offer details. Service is subject to availability and all applicable terms and conditions.
This is Sarah's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
Driving cross-country with two young children is ambitious, to say the least. Then our check engine light came on. We pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts and they tested it. Turned out it was a faulty sensor. They referred us to a great mechanic just down the street, and we were back on the road in no time.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The future will be amazing, and that's all well and good. But what about today? You can feel the rush of a 400-horsepower Nissan Z. Or climb to new heights in the all-terrain Nissan Frontier. Light up the road in the all-electric Nissan Ariya that feels like a sci-fi dream come true. The future will be great, but today is made for thrill. All you have to do is get in a Nissan and drive. 2023 Ariya and Z not yet available for purchase. Expected availability is this spring for 2023 Z and this fall for 2023 Ariya.
Sheriff Ryer here for Doug Horn and the Dollars and Cents Radio Show every Saturday and Sunday here on KTRH. There's so much uncertainty in the financial markets. Looking for peace of mind when it comes to your retirement savings? For over a decade, Doug Horn has educated our radio listeners on how to make money when the market goes up, but not lose when the market goes down. Worth the listen. Dollars and Cents Radio, Saturdays at 1 p.m., Sundays at 3. On KTRH. Sheriff Ryer here for Doug Horn and the Dollars and Cents Radio Show every Saturday and Sunday here on KTRH. There's so much uncertainty in the financial markets. Looking for peace of mind when it comes to your retirement savings? For over a decade, Doug Horn has educated our radio listeners on how to make money when the market goes up, but not lose when the market goes down. Worth the listen. Dollars and Cents Radio, Saturdays at 1 p.m., Sundays at 3. On KTRH.
Frontier presents A Tale of Two Homes.
I moved in with Frontier Gig Fiber and have been gaming, streaming, and video chatting up a storm with super fast speeds.
And I moved in without it and haven't.
So you don't have 100% fiber optic network with 99.99% overall reliability?
That's correct.
Well, it's never too late to upgrade.
Don't just move. Move up with Frontier. Switch to Frontier Gig Service and get a $200 Visa reward card on us. Go to frontier.com/moving for complete offer details. Service is subject to availability and all applicable terms and conditions.
The future will be amazing, and that's all well and good. But what about today? You can feel the rush of a 400-horsepower Nissan Z. Or climb to new heights in the all-terrain Nissan Frontier. Light up the road in the all-electric Nissan Ariya that feels like a sci-fi dream come true. The future will be great, but today is made for thrill. All you have to do is get in a Nissan and drive. 2023 Ariya and Z not yet available for purchase. Expected availability is this spring for 2023 Z and this fall for 2023 Ariya.
All right, everybody, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Jackson Lloyd, host of the NBA Action with Jackson podcast, for the Rise Network, giving us a great insight of this past season involving the Minnesota Timberwolves. Until next time, remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.
Frontier presents A Tale of Two Homes.
I moved in with Frontier Gig Fiber and have been gaming and surfing up a storm with super fast speeds.
And I moved in without it and haven't.
So you don't have 100% fiber optic network with 99.99% overall reliability?
That's correct.
Well, it's never too late to upgrade.
Don't just move. Move up. Switch to Frontier Gig Service for just $69.99 a month with autopay and get a $200 Visa reward card on us. Go to frontier.com/moving for complete offer details. Service is subject to availability and all applicable terms and conditions.
When you switch to Frontier Gig Service, you don't have to worry about your internet dropping out at the worst possible times. And you can talk to friends and present in work meetings without sounding like this. Seriously, no more of that nonsense. Change to fiber. Change to better. Upgrade to Frontier Gig Service on our 100% fiber network for $69.99 and get a $200 Visa reward card on us. Exclusive offer for qualified households only. Go to frontier.com/FL fiber for complete offer details. Service is subject to availability and all applicable terms and conditions.
At JCPenney's Memorial Day sale, sizzling deals are on with store-wide doorbusters all weekend. Or bring home savings up to 50% during our Memorial Day home sale. Save even more with your coupon. And for all former and active military personnel, enjoy an extra 10% off in-store. Just show a valid military or VA ID at checkout. Shopping is back. JCPenney. Coupon valid on select styles through 5/30. Some exclusions apply. Doorbusters valid 5/26 through 5/30 and excluded from coupons. See store or jcp.com for details.
Frontier presents A Tale of Two Homes.
I moved in with Frontier Gig Fiber and have been gaming and surfing up a storm with super fast speeds.
And I moved in without it and haven't.
So you don't have 100% fiber optic network with 99.99% overall reliability?
That's correct.
Well, it's never too late to upgrade.
Don't just move. Move up. Switch to Frontier Gig Service for just $69.99 a month with autopay and get a $200 Visa reward card on us. Go to frontier.com/moving for complete offer details. Service is subject to availability and all applicable terms and conditions.
At JCPenney's Memorial Day sale, sizzling deals are on with store-wide doorbusters all weekend. Or bring home savings up to 50% during our Memorial Day home sale. Save even more with your coupon. And for all former and active military personnel, enjoy an extra 10% off in-store. Just show a valid military or VA ID at checkout. Shopping is back. JCPenney. Coupon valid on select styles through 5/30. Some exclusions apply. Doorbusters valid 5/26 through 5/30 and excluded from coupons. See store or jcp.com for details.